Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, 903, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Quick breaks. Nicely done. Quick breaks. Back to it. Charles Altuve wants us, Art wants us to get back to Astros baseball instead of Mount Basketball, Mount Rushmore.
It is true. We've got all summer.
You know
to do
what?
Basketball.
You know.
We got
what
all
RJ
summer
wants
to do
us to talk about
basketball. Mount Rushmore.
Basketball. Mount Rushmore. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. LeBron lover. Just beat it with that crap. You Lakers. I love you, LeBron.
You're with Jeannie Buss.
You and Jeannie Buss think he's.
I am not a LeBron fan.
You love LeBron.
He's not a LeBron guy. No. He's a Kobe guy. They're different.
Yeah. Almost made me cuss on the radio.
He's not a LeBron guy.
713-780-377. Julian has an Uber story. That's even better than Astros or Mount Rushmore.
Usually, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Julian.
Good morning, gentlemen. Appreciate y'all having me. Man, so Friday night, I'm in Pearland, like 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm about to go to the house. So on Uber, you have this thing. You can put destination, right? I can put the house address, and it's going to give me pickup along the way. So I get one from Pearland all the way to Katy. I'm like, hell yeah, $34. Let's do it. I get there. It's at a hotel. And Picture like 5'2" cholo, bald head, goatee, black muscle shirt, khakis, like the whole nine, right? And this lady gets in the car and she's like so hyper. Oh, hike. And so then I'm like, yeah, hey, by the way, I have to stop for gas. Oh, please call him because I don't want to get in trouble. I was like, get in trouble? Okay. And so I call, he doesn't answer. So then I text, and finally, you know, boom. She's like, yeah, if he thinks I'm running away, I just don't know what I'm going to do. Well, ma'am, all I'm doing is putting gas. And so we get there to the destination. Buddy is outside waiting, arms crossed, looks like an angry fucking dad. Oh, sorry, angry.
Whoa.
Julian.
Whoa. Point of order, yes. Sir.
Yes.
Point of order. And that was going
looks
somewhere.
Looks like an angry what?
Devil.
Dad. Angry father.
Yeah.
And?
So, and she's like, oh, no, this is going to be a bad night. And I'm like, ma'am, do I need to take you somewhere? She's like, that'll be even worse. And, you know, that was it. I had to leave. I'm not going to get in the middle of it. And that was the lady of the night story.
Oh, my goodness. So,
sorry about that, guys. I apologize.
Yeah, no, that's okay. But that thing is real. That pimp thing is real.
Wow.
That's
RJ, you dumped off the radio, right? We can't do anything about the stream because the stream's going, okay. We didn't. That didn't get dumped. Yeah, it got dumped. It got dumped. We don't do it for the stream because you guys are hardcore.
You know, underrated mess is right. How quickly we forget about Caitlin Clark. She's a Steph disciple.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, she's absolutely.
That's actually true.
Yeah, she may be. She and Trae Young are the epitome of Steph.
Yeah,
Steph
they
disciples.
Really are.
Yep.
They really are. Yeah, I didn't think about that. Caitlin Clark's game is a lot like Steph. Off screens, catch, shoot,
yep,
boom.
Yep.
Dribble, 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 pull up from... I mean, her game is exactly like Steph's.
Javon wants to talk Steph Curry. Hey, Javon.
Hey, what's up, fellas? The issue I have with all the Steph Curry, like Mount Rushmore stuff, is when you look at all the all-time great players, the Jordan, the LeBron, the Kobe, they not only were offensive forces, they could also take over a game on defense, and that's always been Steph Curry's weakness. He can't impact the game on defense, so that's why I could never put him in the elite pantheon with the greats, although he is the greatest shooter of all time. But the Steph Curry disciples, those, they're all in high school and going to college now, because if you think about it, Steph Curry didn't really even become a thing until like 2015. The first three, four, 5 years of his career, he was always injured. So his eliteness was later in his career, and all his disciples are now going to college or in high school and middle school. We'll see a lot more people like that coming up in the next 5 to 10 years that are going to be Steph Curry ripoff. Love the show, guys. Thanks.
Here's what I would tell you. This is your remembrance of Steph Curry is a little, I think, a little bit off. I mean, Steph Curry was drafted 9-10. Now, I don't know. No, it was 13-14. He was averaging 24 a game.
He was in Golden State? Was he until they started piling up championships?
I guess you're right, but if you look at the amount of years that's been, I mean, we're talking 8 years, right? So 8 years, a player who is in high school at age 15 is already 23 and in the NBA. A player who was 17 watching pro basketball is 25 and in the NBA. A player who was, you know, even a player who was 13 is 21 and is probably in the NBA. So I guess your point is a valid point. Javon, maybe we still are a couple years away. Maybe we're a couple years away from seeing more and more players like that. Maybe that's true. I know Scoot Henderson doesn't play like that. That's not Cade Cunningham's game. That's not Jalen Green's game. These are young guys who would have been in high school watching Steph Curry. None of their games are like that. So I don't know. I think it's hard to play like that. I think it just goes to show you that you can try to be like Mike. There was a whole thing that was, if I could be like Mike, everyone wanted to be like Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. He had the biggest impact on basketball. It'll probably never change because of the time frame that he did it. And there's just an advantage to growing the game that no one else will be able to have that impact. But LeBron, well, you can try to be like LeBron, but how many people have the physical attributes he has? Zion, that's about it. Zion can't stay on the court, but you can try to be LeBron, but it's hard to be LeBron unless you have rare physical attributes. Steph Curry, you have to be a phenomenal shooter. Just shooting from way outside, who cares if you make a few, but you shoot 34% from three, 32%, that's not Steph Curry. Steph Curry makes hard shots on a regular basis. This is a guy we've seen pregame shots where he's throwing it in from, like, a half court shot is no big deal for Steph Curry.
Yeah.
That's how special he is. So you can try to be like Curry, but eventually you're going to get in trouble with coaches because you're going to be taking bad shots and you're not going to be making them at a good clip. Dame Lillard can, but I don't think Dame was necessarily influenced by Curry. Maybe he had influence once he's in the league, like Steph's shooting from there. I can shoot from there too. Because it's kind of a new, to make a shot harder by making it longer is a fairly relatively new thing over the last 4 or 5 years. That's not something we saw before where guys were shooting from that far out on a regular basis. We see it on a regular basis now where they shoot 3 feet beyond. We see 3 feet beyond the NBA line on a regular basis.
Absolutely. All right, 713-780-3776. You got something you want to add to the show, you're more than welcome to get in here. 713-780-3776. John Daspit has something he wants to add.
By the way, what do you think Steph Curry's career three-point percentage is?
He's right at 40.
42-8.
Yeah. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
He has had 2 years in his career where he's been under 40%. 1 year he was 24% when he played 5 games. And 1 year... And last year, he was 38%. Every other season of his career, he's been over 40%.
What? Yeah, and I saw the Rockets. You go look at the Rockets' three-point percentage. I think Roosh just tweeted it out. It has got to get better. I mean, 33% is, you know, true percentage is 50%. But you know, when you're Steph and you're making 42%, what a value you are for your team. The Rockets need Jalen, Alperen, all of them. Jabari, they all need to shoot better. They need to shoot better.
Yep.
John Daspit needs to help you out.
Yeah, help you shoot your shot. That's not even, I can't even really come up with a good analogy. There's no way. Yeah, if you've been injured in a car accident, in an offshore accident, maritime accident obviously is offshore, a refinery blast, no matter what it is, at your workplace or out on the roadways, wherever you have been injured through someone else's negligence and you have had to suffer because of that, you've missed time at work, you've had to take, you know, you've had hospital bills, you've had pain and suffering that continues to linger, you know for a fact that this is a big problem. It's a big concern because what insurance companies do is they get to you, they throw a number at you, they try to bewilder you, and you say, okay, well, I guess I should take this. This is pretty good. And then you realize because you're left with back pain for the rest of your life, or you can't afford to keep going to physical therapy, and you can't, you realize you got to go back to the doctor 3 years later. Where's the accounting for that? Well, once you take that settlement, it's over. John Daspit will look out for you, depending on that severity of your injury. He has formulas where he can make sure that you get the right amount of what it may take to take care of you, not just now, but in the future if you have had a bad accident. And that's something you have to account for that maybe you've never thought about. But John Daspit has had thousands and thousands of cases and settlements, and he accounts for that. If you have been badly injured, John Daspit wants to help you and look out for you. 713-CALL-NOW. That's an easy phone number to remember. 713-CALL-NOW or go to DaspitLaw.com.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. Godfather of Houston Sports Radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back. Who is Keenan Middleton?
He's a reliever for the White Sox.
Yeah. Keenan Middleton got Carlos Correa to fly out last night, and he was really, really enthused about it. He said, I knew I was going to face Correa, and I don't like him. I like that. I enjoyed that a lot. And then they asked him, you don't like him? Not even a little bit. Then Middleton made it clear why he was referencing the Astros that he was referencing the Astros 2017 sign-stealing scandal. I mean, he's a cheater. Carlos Correa actually is 2-for-4 with him with a couple of doubles. He made his debut against the Astros, and Correa doubled off of him in 2017.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah. So
That's another reason.
He's a,
oh, he probably thought,
that's Carlos why knew he what hit was me. Coming.
Carlos knew what was coming. Weren't the White Sox the team that figured it out that something was up and switched the signals?
Well, he was with the Angels at the time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But it wasn't that the White Sox, though, that were the first team that thought they heard something and they went and changed. I think it was the White
was
Sox
it?
Were the first team, yeah, that kind
of
said,
I've lost
hey,
track of
hey,
all of the
I hear something.
Conspiracy theorists.
On air. Yeah. Well, that wasn't really a conspiracy
theory. It was
they,
kind of.
They admitted to it.
Yeah, well, yeah, but
they got fined millions and lost their GM
yeah.
manager and 2 years of first and second round draft picks. So I'm not sure it was a
conspiracy theory,
se.
I think.
Per se.
I'm not sure that ever happened.
If Carlos is still in your head, that's fine.
I know they admitted it, but maybe they were just taking.
But it's rare that you hear about somebody, like I've never heard someone say, I'm glad to get George Springer out. You know why? Because Springer doesn't do the timepiece. Springer's just always smiling. He's doing little things after you get a win, and he and the other guys do like foot high fives or back high fives. Who hates George Springer? Nobody on earth?
No.
Some people could hate Carlos Correa. I could see that.
Yeah. So the Giants just left here. You know, before they were here, they were in Mexico. Well, the Astros lost 2 out of 3 to a team that is riddled with dysentery. Apparently,
riddled with dysentery?
Yeah. Apparently, Here is their pitcher. Which one is this? Who is this? Logan Webb. Logan Webb met the media after his game. Here's what he said about how the team's feeling.
The whole trip was very grindy, I guess. Like it's been a mental grind. It's been a physical grind. I think three quarters of our clubhouse has the so like it's been a mental and physical just like grind. So it'll be good to get back home for sure. Hopefully the away, you know, we'll be better in a couple of days. But happy we were able to come out of this with the last two wins. You know.
Those two beep outs were. He was talking about pooping. The whole team has Montezuma's revenge, he said.
Woo!
Yeah.
Sing it.
They played. It was a raucous crowd. They played San Diego there. They had Mexican style uniforms on, and but you know those are two NL West rivals that go after each other pretty hard, and they did it in Mexico City, and it was actually good baseball. And actually, the ball flies out of there.
Mm-hmm.
They had home run after home run into one game. I don't know how the other ones turned, but there was just like bam, 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 bam. But the altitude is huge, is really, really high, like Denver-ish, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it Mexico City? It's really high.
Yeah, very high.
So it's difficult to, you know, run and breathe and all of those things. And on top of it, you got Montezuma's revenge. So there is that. But the Astros couldn't hit off of a team that's like doesn't have any water in them because they're pooping soup.
I'd love to face a team like that every time.
No, really, because you lost 2 out of 3.
I know, but I would still
couldn't even hit them.
I'll take my chances with a dysentery team.
Yeah,
in the long run, just like you may get hot in blackjack, in the long run you'll probably lose. Yeah. So it's the same thing. In the long run.
Teams that
have dysentery will eventually start to fall apart.
Team dysentery is going to lose. You're probably right. You're probably right about that. But that's weird. That's really weird. That you can't beat a team. You couldn't hit off a team that just doesn't have their stomachs. That's weird. 713-780-3776 is the number. We've been talking quite a bit about. You know what? Somebody brought up the point that Jose Abreu is a notoriously slow starter as well. We got to slow down. We really need to slow down. Look at his splits in March, April, and May, and he's going to be just fine. I agree. I've said it. I think Jose Abreu is going to hit for this team. Until then, though, he's not hitting now.
I know.
Until then, drop him in the order. Don't have him have more bats than Kyle Tucker or Jeremy Pena or Corey Jolks has hit a wall a little bit. Mauricio Dubon has hit a wall a little bit. Jake Myers has hit a wall a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
They're not 320 hitters. They're not going to be. So you know what? When the cavalry arrives, when Brantley and Chaz get back here, and we're it'll be a lot nicer. But until then, Jose Abreu. He's not even Tim Bogar. He's not even Adam Everett.
Yeah, and you got to have Brantley
drop
step
him.
Up.
You don't want Adam Everett hitting cleanup, or you don't want even someone less than Adam Everett hitting cleanup.
Do you want Bregman hitting where he's hitting?
His OPS is still.
It's not great.
Close to 700, right?
That's not good.
No,
that's terrible. That's.
But we
you
know
just said that's,
we know Alex Bregman. We know Alex Bregman will hit.
Yeah. Now we knew it in the past, and he'd have a whole year where he didn't hit. But he hit last, like he sure looked good over the second half of the year and all through the playoffs.
Yeah.
So, and he always does this. So I actually feel pretty good about this.
Mm-hmm. Their bats are going to wake up. This is a rough stretch, but they are 16-15, and they're, you know, there's not in 2021 they were 16-15 and they went to the World Series. So you know what, they're probably going to go to the World Series again. Probably we hope. Once everything, but you know what? Sustaining these losses that they've sustained, this is different for us. This is Yankee-ish. with all of these injuries. This is like, what the hell's going, you know, this is not our team. This is what happened. This doesn't happen to our team.
Yeah, right.
So we're just going to have to weather this storm and hopefully play through it and be, but in the meantime, until then, put a good order out there that maybe, you know, if you're only going to get, put together hits in one or two innings a game, which is seems to be the norm for this team. Yeah. By the way, did you look up until these last couple of games? And again, Bregman had an eighth inning home run. The Astros are the most clutch team in the seventh, eighth, and ninth inning in baseball.
Uh-huh.
The most clutch team. But they only doing it then. They're one of the worst in the first six innings and the best in the seventh, eighth, and ninth. So
wow, how bad would this be if they weren't clutch?
Yeah, it would be really bad.
I mean, this, you know, you're talking a 500 team right now, but just imagine what it could be if you hadn't had some clutch moments.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So this team is, I'm not, you know, we've never worried about this team is clutch. It's so funny.
No.
It's so un-Astro. Pre this team, the Astros were never this, as clutch as this version
of the Astros.
We're used
to them not being clutch.
Not being clutch. Yeah. Any now, of our teams not being clutch.
There are young people who have grown up with only knowing the Astros as a clutch team.
Yeah. Yeah.
They have no idea what it used to look like.
No. Mexico City is a few hundred feet higher in elevation than Denver. Yeah. I mean, that's how you come
if
off
If you
of
were a one-year-old baby, the only James Harden you knew before last night was clutch James Harden. If you're a one-day-old baby.
Right.
Your only James Harden is like, right. 45 points. And then babies born yesterday say, oh, James Harden sucked. He is 2-for-14. What do y'all mean, clutch? This guy's a bum. He can't shoot at all. So depending on when you're born.
Right.
Now, anyone born, you know, who's at least one-year-old knows that James Harden's not clutch.
It's over one, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, anyone who's over 1 year old knows this guy's not clutch.
Not clutch.
If you were a 3-year-old baby, you think, I don't know, in half his games, he's pretty clutch. Yeah. I mean, if not a three-day-old baby, you think,
yeah, he wasn't.
I don't know, he had 45, and then yesterday he followed it up with a strong 2-for-14. Just a garden variety playoff game.
It's what James do.
So it'll be interesting to see if. Well, I mean, Joel Embiid came
back.
Baby. Maybe he's better off with Embiid being on the sideline.
It's what it do, baby. 929 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 7378 0376. Champion, you know who's the champion? James Harden.
Well, segue that. Go ahead.
That's actually that was a terrible segue. Here's the deal. You want to be a champion? You want to save money every single month? There's one way to go. It's champion.energy/1560. Champion.energy/1560. Go with, I'm telling you. I mean, I don't know what your electricity bill is, but I know mine's probably better. It's just unbelievable. There's fewer fees. And, you know, you're going to look at the rate. Yeah, but look at the fees, the unbelievable, ridiculous fees that these other companies put on it. It is sometimes, it's ridiculous, some of the fees that you'll see in your bill. Champion is just not as greedy. They're just not. And they're not going to fee you to death like the other guys. This is why I'm paying less, you're paying more. Champion.energy/1560.
This is Jose Altuve, and you're listening to Jung and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by Golf Course Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. I'm reading an article here about, it is by Kevin Seifert, ESPN staff writer. And it talks about the choosing that the Texans agonized over who to choose, Stroud or Will Anderson. So the reason that they did it is to just choose both. And he says, under those circumstances, some NFL owners would demand a quarterback with what has been going on with the Texans. Texans chair and chief executive officer Cal McNair isn't one of them. 2 days before the draft, Caserio told ESPN's Ed Werder that McNair had given him space to operate as he saw fit. The biggest thing is that he's just been supportive of what we're doing.
That sounds actually like Cal.
It does.
I mean, from a personality standpoint.
Not going to demand.
Yeah, that sounds more like
that. That does. Although you could certainly see where if another owner, say, he fixed the quarterback deal. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling, I have a real feeling, I don't have any evidence of it, that Bob McNair told Rick Smith, fix the quarterback problem, and the fix was Brock Osweiler. He went out, go get me a quarterback. We have to have a quarterback.
Because he did that with Ed Reed.
Yeah. I could certainly see that. I could see Cal staying out of it and knowing what he doesn't. Cal, we hope,
he knows what he doesn't know. Yeah, I think he does.
I think he does, too. I think he has. And, you know, but his, do you have ultimate faith that Nick Caserio is the guy to, you know, lead you through these rough waters? I have to believe that Cal has
maybe.
Cal has some doubts, I would imagine.
I'm really curious to see how it lines up with what happens with him. I really am. To see how, to see how that ends up turning out.
Yeah.
With Nick Caserio. Is he going to be the headliner in terms of the GM with D'Amico Ryans? I don't know how that's going to play out.
And like we said, they had preliminary talks with the Cardinals with Monty Ossenfort. He had worked with him before with the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
Ossenfort and Caserio were together, so this wasn't like all of a sudden with 3 minutes to go, they call the Cardinals and no, they've been working on this.
Mm-hmm.
What they would want in return. Absolutely.
And then I talked to the team about it. I said, how does this work? They said, well, you wait. Like if you're the team getting the call, what you do is a team wants to come up, you wait, you make them wait, you tell them, hold on a second, we're on a call with hold on 1 second. Uh-huh. You put it down and you let the clock tick, and then you eventually try to. They said you can't get into a situation where you're saying you're doing like, okay, 28, no, 45, all right, 32, all right, 41, where you're trying to meet in the middle. They said you got to come up with, because there's so little time, you have to come up with what you think you can extract. You have to say that number when it's late, because, you know, most of the time they just say no. They'll make one quick counter, and it's boom. Because you've got multiple phones working. You're calling other teams, too.
He goes on to say the only deal for a non-quarterback during the past 20 drafts to exceed the Texans deal was the Atlanta Falcons from 27 to number 6 in 2011.
Not Trey Lance?
To a select receiver, Julio Jones. The Falcons also gave up their first-round pick in 2012, pick. Two second-round picks, and a fourth-round pick. That's a lot to get.
Well, what
Julio
did he
Jones.
Say? The only
But he went from 27, they went from 27 to 6.
Well, go. But what about the Trey Lance deal? That was an expensive deal. They gave up
non-quarterback deal.
Oh, okay.
But again, you can't say this was a non-quarterback deal because you took Stroud with the second pick.
Right.
Again, you're missing the point here about taking Stroud second and not Will Anderson second. A closer comparison can be traced to 2013 when the Dolphins traded with the Raiders to move up from 12 to 3. The Dolphins drafted pass rusher Deion Jordan at number 3. Nice job, Dolphins. In exchange, they gave up only a second-round pick. They went from 12 to 3 and gave up a second-round pick, while the Texans gave up the 33rd pick and a first-round pick. Wow. And they lost the round from 4th to 3rd.
Yeah, that's a lot.
A lot.
That's a lot.
But, again, it was, quite frankly, Will Anderson. Deion Jordan wasn't considered. Actually, the next day, I told Dell, he was like, Deion, we got Deion Jordan. I was like, he sucks, and it's going to be the worst draft pick ever. And it was. But they only lost a second-round pick on that.
And he was bad.
He was really bad. Mm-hmm. Will Anderson is a much better player.
Are you always right when you battle with Dell?
Yes, every time. Yes, always.
You've never lost an argument
to
Dell?
Never lost.
Okay, sounds fair.
No, it's funny. That next day I did. I told him, he sucks.
You were just hoping he would.
No, I knew. He was not that great at Oregon.
I can't believe I'm watching that this is literally a topic. Could Curry, like Mount Rushmore's the joke with radio when you're trying to Mail It In. You just do a Mount Rushmore segment. And they're literally doing a Mount Rushmore segment right now on ESPN. It's
but they've been doing it for like a
look how
long
sad
time.
Jay Williams looks to be on part of a Mount Rushmore comment commentary.
So the argument here, or the moral of the story here by Kevin Seifert, is the Texans just didn't want to choose. They didn't want to choose. They didn't want to leave the table without because they wanted Will Anderson and they wanted the quarterback.
Well, that's what it seems like.
That's what it is.
They
that's
wanted to they get did. Both of them. I am curious about how that went down, though, with C.J. Stroud and the Texans, because it's just there's some stuff behind the scenes that I do wonder how it all went down. If everyone's cool with it in the building. I'd heard some different things, but it could be just be smoke, some of the things you hear. I don't think some of the stuff I heard was inaccurate. So I am kind of curious if everyone in the building, from D'Amico to Bobby Slowick to, I won't say ownership because I don't think Cal is going to, but also D'Amico, I mean, also Nick Caserio. I do wonder if everyone was unanimous. I think everyone was unanimous with Will Anderson. I am curious about, from what I've heard, I'm not sure it was unanimous on the C.J. Stroud thing. Hmm. But it doesn't matter because C.J. Stroud is ours now. He's the Texans. Once you make a pick, everyone has to be all in. And let's hope that what they gave up is going to be worth it. And if your quarterback is a good quarterback, if your quarterback's a top 10 quarterback in the league, to me, in a league that has some deep quarterbacks, it's worth it. So we'll see if C.J. Stroud can become that.
Yep.
And Will Anderson needs a rush passer. I mean, both those guys need to play well. Anytime you have a second and third pick, it doesn't matter what you've traded for them. You need to hit on picks 2 and 3.
Absolutely.
You frankly need to hit in the first round.
Yep.
But
yep.
You don't want these to be singles. You'd like to have at least two doubles, and you'd prefer one of them become a triple to a home run and one of them a double. That's if you can get that, that's how you turn organizations around quickly.
Actually,
says, I believe in them. You
David
don't.
Says, actually, Mexico City is 2,000 feet higher than Denver.
Yeah, it's really high. That's why the weather, when you look at Mexico City weather, it's always like, it's not typical hot Mexico. It's a lot nicer.
Yeah.
A lot nicer.
Highest elevation. I'm gonna have to see this for myself. You know, and it's good radio to be looking up stuff.
Yeah, looking at elevations.
Yeah.
I like to call this elevation radio.
I know. Denver, Mexico City. Let's see. Let's just see what that's all about. Mexico City is 7,350, 5,280. So, yeah, over 2,000.
Why would you not believe David's?
Well, because the previous guy told me 200. 7,300. And 5,200. And everybody talks about Denver and how you can't breathe. Mexico City, it's impossible.
And if there's a football team that's going to be had, if there's a professional sports team that ever travels south to Mexico, it'll be Mexico City.
Mexico City's getting it. Oh, yeah. There's a bajillion people in Mexico City. Now, most of them are here in El Paso.
No. Mexico City is enormous.
Enormous, yeah.
They say it's what, like you say, yeah, but what about Tokyo? Tokyo?
Yeah, Mexico
nothing.
City.
What about New York? New York?
It's half of Mexico City.
Yeah. Mexico City is the monster.
Yeah.
They say it's cool. I really want to go to Mexico City. I don't want to go to border towns as much. Seems not as safe.
Well, according to reports, most of Mexico City is now in El Paso. Okay, so
I don't think that's Mexico City. I think those are other bordering towns.
It's most of Venezuela.
More bordering towns. Venezuela?
No, it's most of Venezuela, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, apparently. Well,
long as they can hit.
Apparently there's a mass exodus to El Paso.
Long as they can hit.
Yeah. Well.
We got one. We got one.
We got
pretty
the best
good.
One.
We got two. We got the two best.
Yeah.
Dubon and.
Dubon's Honduras.
I like to put him on Venezuela. That's right. He's from Honduras.
Yeah.
But probably near Venezuela.
Well, we don't know. No one knows.
No one knows that geography.
Yeah, no one knows.
It's much harder. You'd
that's
have to
impossible
have the,
to know.
Yeah, could look it up.
No. Okay, where's
let's have a segment just
Honduras
called
map.
Google. Let's just say this is our Google bench
Honduras
Google
map
stuff.
Let's see. Honduras map in the world.
Just do a just go to directions.com and do Honduras to Venezuela.
Okay, let's see. I'm going to do it on my phone.
See how long it'll take. How long will it take to get from Honduras to just anywhere in Honduras, their capital, to
Honduras,
Venezuela?
Search. Okay. Honduras country. And
you guys don't turn the channel yet. We're going to have this information
it's
for
right
a second.
Okay. It's not far, I don't think.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I wouldn't think so.
So, and then.
Seems close in my mind.
Let's see. Honduras to.
Mm-hmm. Guys, don't turn yet. John's searching on his phone.
Venezuela.
Yep. Alexa.
Turn it. Never mind.
That's a good one, RJ.
Alexa,
turn it off.
Turn it off. Okay.
Alexis.
Alexis, turn it off. Okay, that's all. Let's just go. Now let's go to, let's take a quick one. 713. So, you know, I've got to talk about HRMP right now. Okay. Will I get sanctioned by HRMP? Maybe because of really bad radio. I can't blame them. Chris Fisher might give me a call and say, that was horrible radio. Can you stop doing that? Because we would like you to do better radio for the company. If you've got people that are doing some bad things at your place of employment and you don't know how to deal with them, you don't want to deal with them, you shouldn't deal with them because you're not an HR expert. You are not, you could possibly do something wrong and lose your business. Yep, it happens. So if you're somebody that is looking for a great company that'll take care of that HR problem, and they've taken care of our HR problems before, and we've had plenty of HR problems. No, it wasn't Granado. David Guy already told you that. It wasn't me, but we've had plenty of issues. And when you have to deal with those issues, you want somebody who's really good at it, and that's HRMP. The payroll, the HR, the taxes, the Affordable Care Act. Your benefits packages where they give you choices as opposed to forcing their benefits packages on you, all of it. It can't be smoother. It can't be better. If you're looking for somebody, just call up here and ask for Laura because she will give you the recommendation of HRMP and tell you exactly how it works with them. If you really know, Laura will absolutely take your calls up here and tell you what's going on with HRMP and why your company needs HRMP. Find out for yourself. Go to HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5. Please
stand by. Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time for News of the Weird. Lance, have you ever been mistaken for a turkey?
No, not for years.
Are you sure?
Well, I've been called giant.
Well, you don't
probably
want to be, because a hunter was hurt on Wednesday in Washington County after deputies say he was accidentally shot after being mistaken for a turkey. Do you feel like that you should not ever look like a turkey when you're out?
What does this mean, looking like a turkey?
But the guy thought he was a turkey when he shot him, okay? Lance, let me ask you this question. Have you ever laughed at someone's Facebook photo?
Yes.
Okay, don't do it again.
Why?
A 20-year-old man has been charged with murder following an online altercation where his victim laughed reacted to his Facebook profile picture. So, if you laugh at somebody's picture, you could well be dead.
Wow.
A Texas weatherman is going viral.
Yeah, the one from Channel 26?
No.
He goes viral all the time for getting rap lyrics.
This one is from Southlake, Texas. Apparently, Chris Robbins on WeatherNet Facebook account said this: a child just rang my doorbell. Folks, you do not ring doorbells in 2023. My 6 was loaded. Keep your kids away. Have you ever answered the door with a gun because someone rang your doorbell?
No, you know a kid got shot ringing somebody's doorbell, right? That's probably why he's going
well
viral.
How about the girls, the cheerleaders that went to the wrong car and tried to open the door, and they got shot because they went
to
the wrong car.
Do you know someone was sitting in a car? It was a white car, looked just like mine. I wasn't paying attention. And someone's sitting there, and I'm like, trying to pull it on. And I see them like, panic. I'm like, I'm sorry. And I walked over to my car, white car. See, white car. Not robbing, white car. And I'm like, I could have gotten shot.
No,
100%.
No. One cheerleader died.
If I didn't look so trustworthy.
Yes. Yeah. Oh.
If I didn't look
more
as trustworthy.
More than two cheerleaders?
Look at this. Look at my face right now.
Yeah.
No, I'm smiling. I've got a Contra shirt
no,
on.
No.
Who from the 80s would try to rob your car?
In a move that just doesn't know their audience, The London Stock Exchange chief is calling for UK firms to pay bosses more money.
Out loud?
Yes. He says bosses need to be paid more money so that they can run the companies better. Do you think rich people need more money?
I think they're going to be okay.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Pay them more money, I think. I think just give them more money.
Not mine, I guess.
So a man was being evicted.
Yeah.
He called a moving company. Three of the movers pulled guns on him and stole all his TVs.
Oh, no, that wasn't a real moving company.
That's not the best movers. They're going to...
That's a pretty good movie, though.
Yeah. What kind of rating is that moving company going to get?
You probably just put that in a Craigslist or something like that.
Yeah.
And then they like, oh, we got a call. We got a call.
Yeah.
Let's go. Why do you guys just have a Land Rover? You're not going to be able to put everything in there.
What a bad day he's having. I got evicted and they stole my TV.
I know. That's a terrible day.
Google is banning terms for British employees. You should no longer say "Hey guys" and "Man hours." Those are Google banned terms for British employees. You can't say. Do you ever walk into a room and say "Hey guys" and there's a woman present?
Yeah.
Or a non-binary person?
I don't know. Maybe I have.
You absolutely have. You shouldn't say that. These are terms that should be banned from here. And man hours. Okay, how many man hours did it take to hunt down that killer?
Did you say this happened in America or Britain?
this happened in Britain, yeah. Bye.
That's not my business.
Bye, Brits.
That's y'all's business.
Bye, Brits.
It's not my business.
Apparently a New Jersey driver, not very good. A Warren County woman was run over by her own car on Monday.
That's just another Reels video I'll scroll through. Oh, a woman got run over. Spiral to the next one.
Apparently, she tried to get out of her car. She didn't put it in park. She walked in front of it, got run over, and then on top of it, throw a little salt on the wounds. The cops gave her a ticket for it.
No.
Yeah. It just sucks. I got run over and I get a ticket.
I know.
I'm having a bad day. Which day is worse? Getting evicted and having all your TV stolen, or getting run over by your own car? And getting a ticket on top of it.
No, the evicted and TV stolen.
Well, here's a bad day. A man stabbed in Surrey 2 weeks after he was stabbed on the SkyTrain. A 24-year-old man was stabbed twice in 2 weeks.
Something tells me this guy causes some problems.
He might. I don't know.
He's just minding his own business.
Just 2 weeks. He was attacked on a SkyTrain, and then he was attacked and stabbed. I guess walking down the street. Yeah. I think that might be the worst day of all of them.
Something tells me he's, like I said, a little bit of a problem.
A U.S. man. How about this? A guy tried to take $40 off him, a fake parking attendant.
Yeah.
So, this guy shot him.
What?
He figured out, no, you're not a parking attendant. Here, take this. But then he just kept going on his date. He was on a date. The guy tried to park him illegally and shot him to death. And then continued his date.
And it just kept on?
Then just kept on his date. I mean, you want to talk about nonchalant. Murder.
That's not great.
No. That may be the most nonchalant murder ever. I don't think she had...
Nonchalant murders. I'm not sure
whether or not they're going on... It doesn't say whether they're going on a second date. It doesn't say here. But we're done. Paul Gallant is next.
That's the most nonchalant murder
I've ever heard of. We're done. Paul Gallant is next. Hope you enjoyed the show, and we will talk to you again tomorrow, everybody.
I hate you. I don't even know you, and I hate your guts. I hope all the bad things in life happen to you and nobody else but you.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.